we can look around our world, our nation, our city, even our home, and see things that we would say, it shouldn't be that way. But James is going to zero in even closer on us and say that we should include that particular organ that exists just beneath our noses in the category of, it shouldn't be that way. If you and I will take today's teaching to heart, it will have an immediate and lasting effect on our lives and on those whose lives we come in contact with. It's going to enrich us, and it's going to enrich everyone we know. That's a promise. So welcome to Life Words Day by Day. James chapter 3, verse 10. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. James is saying that we have a divided tongue. In one moment, it can speak blessing, and in the next conversation, an unjustifiable curse or speak evil. For the follower of Christ, it ought not to be that way. What are some ways that we speak evil of others? Well, let me give you a few. Gossip is saying something in a person's absence that we wouldn't say in their presence. Its purpose is very simple, to make somebody else look bad. Most of us don't need to have it defined beyond that simple definition. Let's just agree that we know what it is and we know how to do it. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8 says, "The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts." Participating in gossip, either by listening or by speaking, is like an hors d'oeuvre. It whets our appetite for more. And enough is never enough, it seems. Maybe it's the same kind of activity James had in mind when he wrote that our words corrupt our entire life. Not only gossip, but slander. Slander is any form of speaking against someone else with the end result being a damaged reputation. Later on in this very book, James chapter 4, verse 11 is going to say, "Do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law and judges it." Slander assumes an authority that does not exist, the authority to pass judgment which action belongs solely to God. God alone gave the law, and only He is qualified to judge those who are responsible to keep it. So you've got gossip and slander, and also flattery. Flattery is a sort of antonym of gossip, where gossip is saying something in a person's absence that we wouldn't say in their presence. Flattery is saying something in a person's presence that we wouldn't say in their absence. Romans chapter 16, verse 18. Such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. By smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people. Jude 16 says, these men follow their own evil desires. They flatter others for their own advantage. God's not impressed when we try to impress others by the things we say to them, when those things are designed for our own self-serving benefit. What ought not to be? Any kind of disingenuous conversation in which we might engage where the purpose disregards the welfare of the other party for the sake of personal gain. As you pray today, please remember Jeremiah Shetty and his family, our missionaries in India. Also, remember the Ware Ware Life Word broadcast in the Philippines.